أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome back to Ramadan Reflections, today being the 30th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. Now for some of you, today may be Eid, and for you I wish you all an Eid Mubarak. For others, it may be the 30th day of Ramadan, and so may Allah accept you. You're blessed to be in one more day of a state of being the guests of Allah in His divine banquet, so make the most of this last day that you have. Today as we continue, and as we conclude in our series, although we will have a final Eid message also available in which we will summarize the theme for this year, today we turn our focus to yet another verse of the Noble Quran. And what better way to end the day and the month than go to Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse 83. In a lengthy verse where Allah says the following, And remember when we took a promise from the Bani Israel, you shall worship none other than Allah, as the only deity, Lord and Sovereign, and do good to parents in the best possible way, and to the near relatives, to the orphans and to the destitute, and speak kindly and well to the people, and establish the prayer and pay the charity. But then you turned away in aversion, all except a few of you. In fact, you are a people always avoiding your pacts and responsibilities. Now this verse of the Quran recounts a pivotal moment in the history of the Bani Israel, reminding them of the covenant they made with Allah to worship Him alone and uphold principles of righteousness and social justice. This verse emphasizes the importance of fulfilling religious obligations, treating others with kindness, and honoring commitments made. However, how does it relate to our topic of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in the Quran? Does it even talk about Imam Ali, peace be upon him? Well, stick around so we can discuss that today, please. You know, when you study the Quran in depth, which is it's paramount for the Muslims that we have to, because we need guidance in our lives. You know, delving into the verses provides us not only spiritual enlightenment, but also valuable lessons from the history of past nations, particularly the Bani Israel. These narratives in the Quran documenting their oscillations between obedience to Allah and transgression against themselves and others and Allah offers us timeless wisdom that transcends the temporal confines of 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years ago. The Quran presents a comprehensive account of the Bani Israel, detailing their journey through faith, prosperity, disobedience, and eventual downfall. Their experiences serve as cautionary tales, illustrating the consequences of deviating from the path of righteousness and what happens when you disregard divine guidance. And by studying these narratives in the Quran, we as Muslims can gain insight into the dynamics of human behavior, the cyclical nature of history, and the enduring relevance of moral principles. Now, one of the central themes underscored by the Quranic portrayal of the Bani Israel is the importance of steadfast faith and adherence to divine commandments. Their moments of obedience led to periods of prosperity and divine favor, whereas their disobedience resulted in hardship, conflict, and divine retribution, punishment. Now, this recurrent pattern emphasizes the significance of piety, humility, and gratitude in cultivating a harmonious relationship with Allah and attaining spiritual fulfillment. Moreover, the Quranic narratives, they highlight the detrimental effects of moral decay and societal corruption that were rampant in the children of Israel, Bani Israel. The transgressions committed by the Bani Israel, including idolatry, injustice, and betrayal, led to their moral decline and eventual downfall. And these accounts serve as sobering reminders of the inherent vulnerability of human nature and the imperative of upholding ethical values in an individual and collective conduct. Furthermore, the Quranic injunction to reflect on the lessons of the past extends beyond historical curiosity. It carries profound implications for contemporary Muslim communities. Just as the Bani Israel faced the consequences of their actions, Muslims today must recognize that similar pitfalls await those who stray from the path of righteousness. The Quran serves as a timeless guidebook offering insights into navigating the complexities of modern life while remaining steadfast in faith and morality. In essence, studying the Quran in depth, particularly the narratives of the past nations such as Bani Israel, It'll foster spiritual growth, moral awareness, and societal resilience within our Muslim community. By internalizing the lessons embodied and embedded in these narratives, especially of Bani Israel, we as Muslims can cultivate a deeper understanding of divine wisdom, fortify our commitment to righteousness, and chart a course toward individual and a collective flourishing. Ignoring these Quranic insights would be tantamount to squandering a priceless treasure trove of guidance and enlightenment, both for the present and the future generations. Now, coming to the verse for today, I wanted to offer a brief explanation on the points which Allah gave to the Bani Israel and how you and I as Muslims can learn and implement them in our lives if we wish for success. The first thing that was told was the covenant with the Bani Israel was to worship none but Allah. The verse begins by recalling a covenant made with the Bani Israel, emphasizing the central importance of monotheism. Worshipping only Allah is the cornerstone of faith, rejecting any form of idolatry or polytheism. Commandment number two was to be good to the parents, relatives, orphans, and the destitute. Now, this command highlights the ethical obligation towards family and society, treating parents especially, and also relatives with kindness and respect is fundamental in Islam, along with caring for the vulnerable members of society, such as the orphans and the destitute. The third point given to the Bani Israel, which was emphasized, was speaking kindly to people. Now, we know that today communication plays a significant role in fostering harmonious relationships. And the Quran emphasizes the importance of speaking kindly and respectfully to others, promoting compassion, understanding, and mutual respect in all of our interactions. And in a world of instant communication, social media, and other forms of mass and instant communication, more than ever, we need to learn how to speak to people. The fourth commandment was the obligation to establish prayers. Prayers serve as a direct means of connection with Allah, fostering spiritual growth and guidance. The obligation to establish regular prayers underscores the importance of maintaining a strong relationship with the divine through continuous and consistent acts of worship. The fifth commandment was required to pay the zakat, the prescribed purifying tax. Now, zakat is a form of obligatory charity aimed at purifying one's wealth and redistributing resources to those in need. It emphasizes the principle of social justice and economic equality within the Muslim community and is a theme which is constantly spoken about in the Quran. Not only zakat, but sadaqah, khums, and all other forms of obligatory and recommended go under the umbrella of zakat. The sixth commandment was, a point was that despite this covenant, many of them turned away in aversion. Despite the clear instructions and promises made, many from the Bani Israel chose to turn away from their obligation. This highlights the human tendency to stray from the right path, despite being aware of one's responsibilities. Just as in Islam, when people fail to follow the rightful successor of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, namely Imam Ali, peace be upon him, we see that just how the Bani Israel left the straight path to deviate, those Muslims who left Imam Ali have also unfortunately deviated from the right path of Islam. And the seventh thing I want to mention is that, as Allah says, only a few remained faithful. Despite the general trend of turning away, there were still a few individuals in Bani Israel who remained faithful to their covenant with Allah. And this highlights the significance of steadfastness and resilience in upholding one's beliefs and commitments. It also shows us that being a minority is not a bad thing. If the minority on the straight path and are following the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt, as Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, ordered the Muslims to do in the famous hadith of Thaqalain, then there's no problem in being the minority. As even when it came to Bani Israel, Allah confirmed that what? Very few remained faithful. The eighth point is that they were criticized for consistently avoiding their responsibilities. And this is where the verse concludes, and I'll conclude this first portion, by Allah showing us that He criticized those who habitually neglected their responsibilities and commitments. And it serves as a warning against complacency and irresponsibility, urging us as believers to uphold our obligations with sincerity and diligence. Now, coming back to our discussion, how does this verse fit with Imam Ali? It was revealed, as we saw, about Bani Israel, who came thousands of years before. So is it a long stretch for me to claim that this verse is about the commander of the faithful? Well, in order to get to my conclusion, let me state that although the name of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is not directly mentioned in the Quran, nor in the verse today that we're reviewing about the Bani Israel, that's again where the hadith come into play. And given that the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, are the rightful interpreters of the Quran, as I've been saying for the last 29 days, we must go to their door of guidance to see how they explain the verses of the Quran. And in looking at the verse under review for today, we come across the following hadith, the following narration, which adds clarity to the verse. And it states the following, that this hadith has been reported to have come to us from Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, where he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah saying, Ali and I are the fathers of this nation, and our right over them, over the Muslim nation, is greater than the rights of their own biological fathers. Indeed, we will rescue them, our followers, if they obey us, from the fire to the abode of settlement, and we will elevate them from servitude to the elite of the free. Now this is a hadith, brothers and sisters, that has been attributed to Imam Hassan al-Askari and found in his commentary. Thus the hadith originates from him. Let us now come to some practical tips for the topic of today for our Ramadan reflections, as well as a closing reflection and a final thought to end the day and a final thought to end Ramadan reflections and end the month of Ramadan. Number one is the core teachings of the prophets. The primary teaching of all prophets is monotheism, emphasizing Allah's oneness as the foundation of faith. Acts of kindness, compassion, and generosity naturally stem from this belief, reflecting Islamic teachings. Islam emphasizes showing love and respect to parents, including to our two spiritual fathers, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Respecting them, loving them, honoring and following them is fundamental in Islamic doctrine. Point two is equality in parental respect. Islam mandates equal respect to honoring for both parents, extending to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, and Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Favoring one over the other is condemned, as both hold spiritual significance. Neglecting Imam Ali in order to love the companions is a betrayal of the Prophet's teachings, reflecting a lack of love for the Prophet himself. How can you love someone, a wife, or a companion of the Prophet that hated Imam Ali, or mocked or insulted him? And point number three is consequences of ignoring parental guidance. Fulfilling religious duties like prayer and charity is not enough. True submission to Allah includes honoring parental authority. In this case, our religious/spiritual father, Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Ignoring his teachings breaches a covenant with Allah. While religious acts are commendable, neglecting parental or spiritual guidance contradicts Islamic principles, risking spiritual disconnection and straying from righteousness. As a closing reflection on this last day of the month of Ramadan, the covenant of Islam encompasses not only theological doctrines, but also moral obligations and social responsibilities. By adhering to the principles of monotheism, respect for parents and charitable deeds, Muslims uphold their commitment to Allah and contribute to the betterment of society. As a final thought, as I leave you in this end of the month of Ramadan, as we navigate our journey of faith, brothers and sisters, let us remember the significance of honoring our parents and spiritual leaders in Islam. But more important than our biological parents are our spiritual fathers, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and Imam Ali, peace be upon him. By embracing their guidance and embodying their values of humility, compassion, and obedience, we reaffirm our covenant with Allah and enrich our spiritual lives. Until tomorrow, the last episode of our Ramadan reflections for the day of Eid, we leave you with the words of peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.